as Melbourne prepares to go back into stage three lockdown. Those living on the Victoria-New South Wales border say they are none the wiser about how they'll continue life as normal when the borders close at midnight tonight. The New South Wales government says a permit system will be established for locals on each side of the border so that they can get to and from work and home. But there's still nowhere to apply for a permit online. And now there are warnings from authorities to expect delays and other issues as the army and police begin to set up checkpoints between the two states. Rhett Burney reports.
There are more than 50 border crossings connecting Victoria and New South Wales. Among them is the bridge that links the Victorian regional city of Mildura and the New South Wales town of Barronga, where Ayla Walther lives.
I have to cross it once to get to work, once to get home, sometimes to go to grocery shops, sometimes to get anything. Like, it's just, that's our town.
But like tens of thousands of border community residents, Ayla Walther doesn't know how she'll get across the bridge tomorrow morning because it, like all borders between Victoria and New South Wales, will be closed from midnight.
I don't think it's fully understood how it is for us, so... You know, my grandmother lives across the border. Who's going to make sure that she's got her food? Who's going to make sure that she's got toilet paper? Because apparently there's a shortage on that again. It's just incredibly frustrating.
Similar questions are being asked by those living in border communities that divide the two states. But there are little answers. The New South Wales government yesterday flagged a permit system that'll allow locals living and working in places like Mildura and Barronga an exemption to travel across the border. But late this afternoon, the Service New South Wales website still didn't have anywhere to make an application. Kevin Mack is the mayor of Albury. The regional city is in New South Wales. Just over the border is the Victorian regional city of Wodonga.
Service New South Wales still haven't got the site up and running. This is a very serious issue. We are taking it very seriously, and we will, as one community in two cities, do what we can to make the transition as easy as possible. We're going to take some pain. The short-term pain is a long-term gain.
While details of how locals will get across the border from midnight are still unclear, New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller provided some clarity on what the closure will look like.
Some 650 police are currently travelling down to the border to commence the operation. The Australian Defence Force has agreed to assist. There'll be some 100 members of defence on the ground from Thursday, and that will grow to 350. It is an enormous operation, an enormous task.
And authorities have vowed to come down hard on anyone caught breaching the closure. New South Wales Police Commissioner David Elliott.
If you want to do the wrong thing, you will be caught. There are going to be dire consequences for anybody who wants to endanger the health and well-being of our citizens.
South Australia has also moved to a hard border closure with Victoria in response to the COVID-19 outbreak that will see metropolitan Melbourne forced back into lockdown. From 11:59pm tomorrow night, SA police and the military will only let South Australian residents cross the border from Victoria. People from cross-border communities will still be allowed into the state in some circumstances. But exactly what they are remains unclear.
Rhett Burney with that report.